I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXZY Radio, remembers Kane's beloved YMCA. In a 1973 article in the Kane Republican, writer Terry Whippo reported that the Kane YMCA was originally organized in August of 1894 in two rooms on the second floor in what would later become the Arlington Hotel. In November of that year, two bathtubs were purchased, which was the start of the Y physical department. In 1897, the Y moved to the Scipio Young Building on Fraley Street. According to the newspaper, a new building was erected in 1902 on Greve Street at a cost of $17,850. With the building completed in 1904, a swimming pool was added in 1912. In December of 1958, the Kane YWCA, then located in rooms above the Temple Theater, moved in with the YMCA to form an even better Y, Whippo wrote. According to Wikipedia, the Young Men's Christian Association, or YMCA, was very influential dating back to the 1870s and into the 1930s, during which times it most successfully promoted evangelical Christianity in weekday and Sunday services, while promoting good sportsmanship and athletic contests in gyms and swimming pools. Later in this period, and continuing on through the 20th century, YMCA had become interdenominational and more concerned with promoting morality and good citizenship than a distinctive interpretation of Christianity. The YMCA in Kane quickly became the social home for many local activities, and the new building on Greve Street was in high demand. The Y hosted concerts, lectures, lyceums and chautauquas, scouting events, swim classes, indoor track meets, Red Cross life-saving certifications, cooking classes, record hops, weightlifting training, pool and billiards competitions, checkers and chess clubs, Weight Watchers, trampoline gymnastics and boxing training, dog schools, swim meets, and many other events over more than 80 years of service. World trick shot pool champion Sunshine Anderson also held court there in its pool rooms, and future NBA Hall of Famer Chuck Daly and his mates spent their after-school hours there pounding the maple hardwoods in the cozy confines of the tiny gymnasium next to the equally tiny swimming pool. Providing a safe home away from home that also promoted good sportsmanship were values that were central to the YMCA's mission and dedicated local leaders like A.R. Hazard, Jack Posey Flower, Ron Sanders, Michael Retta, and others delivered on these promises to hundreds of kids over the years. From the Greve Street level, generations of kids walked up the steep staircase to the second floor and past a front desk on the left and the pool room on the right. At the end of the hall was a renovated community room for special events. Just before that point was a door that led down another steep staircase to the ground level, and access was granted by a desk attendant who pressed a buzzer to unlock the door. At the bottom of the stairs was a tightly packed basketball floor with a rickety walking or running track rimming the perimeter above the court. During the 1970s, as the building aged markedly and expensive capital improvements cost loomed, an annual family membership to the Y still cost only $35, and a single annual membership for teens was only $12. The opening of Kane High School on Hemlock Avenue in 1971 was followed shortly thereafter by the much-awaited opening of the shiny new Natatorium, boasting an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Quite frankly, the sparkling new pool, which offered open swim nights during the week, made the Y pool look like a bathtub. And the new gym, with squeaky wood floors and fiberglass backboards, made the old Y court look like the bandbox that it was. Unfortunately, the badly outdated facility needed extensive improvements that were no longer cost justified, and closed its doors in 1978. Even today, more than 40 years later, the historic building lives on clearly in the mind's eye of many. Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.